Try to give away the money when we play Match Game.
All right.
When we play
Match Game.
Match Game.
Get ready to match the star. Charles Nelson Reilly. Brett Somers.
Right.
Richard Dawson.
Uh-huh.
As we play the star-studded Big Money Match Game 73.
Thank you.
We're going to be playing as well.
Here's the host of Match Game 73, Gene Rivers.
All right, here we go. How are you? What's happening, you big load?
Hi.
Hi, Gene.
Thank you very much.
So what we are doing is taking
right.
tapes from the Match Game.
Is Gene going to say hello to us?
Not us individually. That would be magic.
Is he going to say hello to the stars?
To the three stars that were named.
Uh-huh.
And then I think the other three stars are me and you and Buzz.
Very good. I'm ready.
All right. We'll begin with round one. And you're going to make the first selection. You're the challenger. So would you pick, please?
I'll pick B, please.
B is what she wants. We've got a new game going here. So everybody plays. Are you ready?
Yes.
Now, keep in mind
yeah, Gene.
That Mike and I and Buzz will be playing.
Okay.
And who are the celebrities playing this
You're
round?
You're playing, well, on the top middle is Brett Somers. Next to her is Charles Nelson Reilly.
Of course.
The bottom center, Richard Dawson.
You know, I see the phones going crazy for this. Everybody, please let us work the bugs out before we
right.
involve you guys in this.
So far, so good.
Uh-huh.
I think it's going to work.
Yeah.
We are ready.
Here we
the
go.
First
I'm ready,
time
Gene.
A boy kissed Susie, she blank.
You finish. Oh, my heavens.
Did you hear that, Dinah? The first time a boy kissed Susie, she...
Now, fill out your forms. The first time that he kissed... She...
I'm in.
I'm in. All right, so now we go to the next cut.
All right, the celebrities are ready, Dinah. May we have your response to this?
I think Susie slapped him.
She slapped him.
Mm-hmm.
First time a boy kissed Susie, she slapped him. Well, all right.
Slapped him. That didn't seem right to me.
No. That was not my...
Not what I got.
The first time a boy kissed Susie, she...
Fainted, blushed, hit him, and in the immortal words of Jack Klugman, belted him.
Was that Brett Klugman's
voice? And belted him. That is a match.
Oh, terrific. Okay,
very good for you. So, Dinah, indirectly, you got that match from Jack Klugman.
Then it would be my turn to answer.
I guess so.
And I would say that the first time that they kissed.
Uh-huh. What did she do?
She got herpes.
Ah.
Oh, not a match.
Not a match.
Yeah, I don't think Gene's going to like that one.
I don't think we have a response.
Do I have
Gene.
To wait?
No, we should go to Charles now.
Okay.
All right, Charles.
Then she was revived and blushed again.
And blushed again.
I was there.
Let's go to Mike.
I said the first time she was kissed, she made.
Oh, yeah. No.
She made like number
right.
two.
Who's next, Rob?
Dick Dawson?
Richard Dawson.
Big Dick Dawson.
All right, Richard, what do you say?
Brett, you've got to behave yourself or I won't let you fight Thursday.
I said swoon.
She swooned.
Swooned.
Being a romantic.
That was wrong. How about you, Buzz?
I said she had the big O.
Oh, that's a good one. That's swooning.
Yes.
Yeah. Is there one more celeb?
After a fashion.
Now is the next question.
Oh, now's the next question.
Right. All
right,
I'm ready, Gene. I mean, Gene.
Is this working or does this suck?
Well, it's early, too early to tell.
Yeah.
See, there's not really a lot of interaction with... I hate to say this.
Well, we'd have to do the Orville Redenbacher technology to have that happen.
I hate to say this. I'm afraid we're going to have to involve Spiewak in this.
Of course we are.
As much as I didn't want him to be our wonderful MC, because you know how he is with the rules and everything.
I know. He's
You're going to have to be the bridge between the ghost of... look at him jumping up now with his papers. You got to be the ghost between the ghost of Rayburn...
I shall channel Rayburn.
And here.
All right.
Very good.
All right. Well, that's the end of the first question, so we're ready to take the second question of round one.
Ready for the second question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So who's on our panel now, Robbie?
Right now we have Don Geronimo.
Hi.
Brett Somers. Charles Nelson Reilly.
Hello.
Mike O'Mara.
Hello.
Dick Dawson. And Michael J. Elston.
All right. Now here's Gene Rayburn with our next question.
Good.
Right. Hi, Gene.
Now we'll go to Beverly's half of this round, and here it is.
When John saw this girl at the cocktail party,
yeah,
he could tell by the way she was dressed that she was a blank.
Well, I'm in.
I'm in.
When he saw the girl at the cocktail party, by the way she was dressed, she could tell, he could tell, the girl was a blank.
I'm in.
We're in. I'm in. Mantle's right.
We're all ready, Rob.
All right, let's get our answer from our contestant.
Now, Beverly, we'll call for your response.
I'm going to say a swinger.
A swinger. Okay, that's her answer.
Stupid. That sucked.
You dumb bitch.
All right, Don. What did you say? Did you say swinger?
No, I said she must be a good sucker.
Oh, it's not a match.
By her clothing. That's interesting.
It's clever.
Let's see what Brett said.
All right, but he could tell by the way she was dressed that she was a, and her answer is swinger. Brett, what's yours?
Charles Nelson Reilly isn't wearing any socks.
That could be true,
it doesn't make
but it has nothing to do with our game. Would you show us your card, please?
Oh, yes. Well, Brett Convy is a stranger to me, but I also said hooker.
Okay. All right.
It doesn't have to stay that way.
There's a mystery panelist there. Bert Convy stuck his head in from off stage.
Yes, he just dropped in, didn't he?
He did. Let's see what Charles says.
I don't even know what a swinger is, so I can't explain it.
First of all, Hooker was named after General Hooker. I'll explain all that after the program. It's true. It's named after a General Hooker. And I don't know what swinger is, but 30 years ago they were called, and I hope it's not hyphenated, a pushover.
A pushover. No match there.
Hi, I'm Craig Wilson.
Mike, did you match swinger?
Not swinger, but I matched Brett with hooker, Rob.
Oh,
I said a hooker.
Not a match, though. Sorry about that.
I could have thrived back in the 70s.
Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson, what do you
say? I would just like to say all those that wrote hooker, I'd rather you didn't come to the church bazaar.
Swinger.
Swinger, he matched.
Wow. Richard.
Richard matched the chick. Oh.
And now someone who's really, you know, well-suited to answer this, it's Buzz.
Oh, Buzz.
She looked like a whore.
I had a whore. Not a match.
Similar to Hooker, I guess.
Similar. Right?
And that's the end of round one.
That's great. Does Gene say that?
No.
Oh, okay.
We don't have him saying that?
We don't.
We don't?
This is the hodgepodge of about 16 episodes.
A this time, she says. Now, you matched one last time. You matched Brett last time. So, Brett, you'll lay out this time.
Oh.
And
Brett, you'll lay out.
Lay out, Brett.
We're trying to match everyone but Brett. Here we go.
Okay.
Mary said, John can't come to the phone now. He's busy chopping blank. Did you hear that? Mary said, John can't come to the phone now. He's busy chopping blank.
I'm in.
He's busy chopping.
Hey, good,
busy
good chopping mixing blank.
Chopping. Mary and John. John can't come to the phone because he's busy chopping blank.
I'm in.
We're all set.
All set.
All right. And our answer from our panel? I'm not a panel. Our contestant.
The contestant.
So, now, Dinah, what is your response to this?
What else but wood?
Chopping wood.
Dinah,
what else but wood?
Dinah wants you blow.
That's a very logical mind that lady has.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She says wood. Mm. Don.
I said anal polyps.
Ew.
Oh, no, not a match.
I mean, that would make the network censors.
Yes.
Only because Ed McMahon was on the show. And he used to buy Johnny's anal polyps.
Ha, ha, ha.
As we know, Brett is laying this one out, so let's go to Charles.
The whole top tier.
The whole top tier says
goes wood.
Okay.
Mike, do you have wood?
I said he's chopping coke.
Oh. Missed it by a decade. Uh-huh. Let's see what Richard Dawson says.
We've already matched Brett, so that means we go right over to Richard.
Who's chopping a lady of the evening after General Wood.
Wood.
Wood. And Buzz finishes up with?
I had he was chopping his wife.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no match.
Oh, you.
No match there.
Fargo.
No.
Little
no.
Fargo reference.
Kind of.
In a wood chipper.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Gene.
Here we go.
Oh, another question.
Mr. Jones could hardly believe his ears when the nurse told him he was the father of blank. You finished that sentence.
Could hardly believe his ears when he found he was the father of blank.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm in. I'm in.
Okay, we're all in.
I wonder what our contestant says.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Hey.
Okay, Beverly.
I'm going to say triplets.
You're going to say triplets. All right.
Triplets. Huh. How about that?
Interesting.
What was the question again?
He could hardly believe his ears when the nurse told him he was father to blank.
A black baby. I don't know why I wrote that. I'm just trying.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Hi, Robert.
Anything here.
Fast healing, Robert. Brett is sitting this one out, so let's see what Charles says.
Charles, triplets is her answer.
Okay, since my card is blue, I said you're the father of a baby boy.
A baby boy.
Oh, no,
not
Matt.
Funny, Charles.
I'm sorry. Mike, you say?
I said he's the father of the first successful anal birth. There it is.
And we finish out with Buzz.
I said he's the father of a Bush baby. That's what I had.
No matches there, and
no
that's the end of round two.
Gene. All right, Gene.
That's the end of round two?
Yes.
How come when you do it, it takes like an hour to get through one round?
I write it a lot better than they did back in 73.
I guess so. Here I was complaining about the Sonny Jurgens and Wooden Teeth question.
Right. It's a little more innocent. It was an innocent time.
Let's hear one more.
Brand new game everybody plays.
Everybody.
All right.
Sarah. Yes, Sarah even puts perfume on her blank.
Oh,
she doesn't.
Come on.
I'm in.
Vagine.
Oh, no, don't reveal yourself.
I'm sorry, I have to scream it out. The audience is screaming it out. Everybody right now driving down the road is screaming vagine.
We had the same problem with David Doyle.
Vagine, vagine, vagine.
Vagine. That's right, Angels. How's your vagine?
Very nice.
Super duper, Angels.
All right, well, let's see if from 1973 television she says
vagine.
Vagine.
Oh, it's a man, does. I think.
Or he says
I
vagine.
I think it's a man that he does.
And now we'll call on Sergeant Kissel to give us his response to Sarah even puts perfume on her blank.
Sergeant what?
Sergeant Kissel.
Kissel.
That's his name, Sergeant Kissel.
That's right. Well, I don't know from experience, but as a guess, I would say bosom.
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 Sergeant Kissel sounds a little light in the look.
Yeah, a little swishy he was.
What was the question to have the answer be bosom?
She even puts perfume on her blank.
Oh, on her
so
bosom.
So that's pretty, you know, I mean, that's
kind
pretty
of
racy,
racy
in
for
the
1973,
day.
Yeah. Oh, listen to that response it elicited. Like he said, vagine.
Wow.
I frankly would really have to say that he's not speaking from experience because he can't even say it right. Bosom. Whoever.
Bosom.
Don, do you have bosom?
Rob, I already said vagina.
I know.
Vagine.
Just going, well, I wonder, I bet you Brett said that.
Hi, Brett. So, Sarah even puts perfume on her blank. Brett.
First, I want to say that Charles Nelson Reilly never wears any socks. And secondly, I want to say I used to date somebody in the Air Force, and he's a liar. And third, I want to say this is a filthy show. And fourth, I want to say she puts it on her knees.
On her knees. So, no match there.
What a stupid old bitch she is, huh?
I wonder if Charles Nelson Reilly said booze.
Charles. Well, I'd like to agree with everyone, but I know Sarah very well. And what misses on the bazoom goes on the toes.
On her toes.
Charles Nelson O'Mara.
I said that she puts it on her itchy eye.
Oh, not a match. Sorry about that. Dick Dawson.
Richard Dawson.
Let's go to Richard Dawson.
Well, I happen to know the measurements are 36. Unfortunately, it's her neck.
Okay.
But she says, come here. You better come.
A lot of drinking going on in the set. How about you, Michael J?
I said her daisy.
Her daisy.
No match.
All right. Okay. We have the dirtiest dancers.
You do. Not as
Vagine. Vagine.
The second part of round three?
I don't know. I don't know, Rob. Let me give a moment to clear my head. Go outside. Get some fresh air. Think about it.
Good.
I'll have Brett step outside.
Have the panel step outside.
Very, very good.
I really don't know how we're going to do this with our listeners.
Oh, we'll find a way.
I mean, it was almost better the way you used to do it.
Almost.
Almost better.
You know what made it better if I brought in my microphone?
We'll work it out.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh, hey, I wanted to play the game.
See, people are clamoring for it. They want to get involved. That shows you that it's successful.
Well, I believe that it's the hunk of meat, though, that we mentioned, the $600.
Of course it is.
Well, absolutely.
See.
Yeah. If there was no prize on the line, would you want to play?
Absolutely.
Oh, you're a liar.
You know what? I would play.
With these crappy match game tapes?
No, Charles Nelson Reilly's a liar.
Now, I've been tracking with Buzz with the answers, though.
Oh, very good. Well, there's a winner. He would have had his 600.
All right, hold on. You know what? We'll come back. We'll give it a try with you. What's your name?
My name is Mikkel.
I'm sorry. We can't use a guy with a girl's name.
No, my name's Mikkel.
I'm sorry.
It's like Michael, only different.
Call back, Nancy.
Baryshnikov.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.